Studio 360.
I've done hundreds of interviews on Studio 360 with established and emerging artists and writers and performers. But we also sometimes like to look at how the work those people make resonates with the people who watch and read and listen to it. How it amuses us, moves us, sometimes even changes us. And also how complicated our relationships can be with something like a painting or movie. Which is why we recently introduced a regular feature called Guilty Pleasures. It's about that thing that you love that would surprise people because it doesn't seem to jibe with your taste or personality, or because it is so unfashionable or unpopular. One of our favorite guilty pleasures so far came from a serious indie rocker.
My name is Kelly Pratt. I'm a musician. I have a band called Bright Moments, and I've played with a number of other artists, including Beirut and Arcade Fire, David Byrne, St. Vincent. My guilty pleasure is the Eagles, Already Gone.
The Eagles suck.
What do you think about the Eagles?
It sucks.
I hate the Eagles. God, do I hate that band.
Eagles suck, bro. Deal with it!
Because I'm already standing on the ground.
People really hate the Eagles. They're like not a cool band to like. First of all, Southern rock is not really that well respected amongst like indie rock people, hip hop people, electronic music folks, you know, classical music, jazz folks. Like it's very popular amongst, you know, a lot of people, but it's not taken seriously.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
Along the same lines, you know, there's a reason people don't like the Eagles so much in a lot of Southern rock. It's because it's so ubiquitous. You hear these songs over and over and over and over again.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
And, you know, you can only hear them so many times before you start to hate it. When I gave this song a second chance, I was in the grocery store. And here in Portland, like, a lot of the grocery stores will play Animal Collective and Elliott Smith and cool music. But if you go to the Safeway, they're playing, you know, Eagles. First listen, this song is pretty straightforward, standard Eagles. It's a guitar-driven rocker, standard breakup lyrics, a lot of patented Eagleisms in here. But when you start to pay attention to it, there's a lot more little fun stuff in there. Aside from the real long guitar solo in the middle of the song, there are a number of real short 1 to 2 bar guitar solos at the end of each little verse phrase. Those are pretty tasteful. There's a couple of them that are quite weird. Almost avant-garde. It's probably interesting to call the Eagles avant-garde in any way. The other thing that really takes this song to the next level for me is after the third or fourth chorus, I believe about 3 minutes and 20 seconds in, there is a modulation, otherwise known as a change of key.
Yes, I'm already gone.
So this is really common in pop music, particularly at the end of a song. Think I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. There's a whole step modulation near the end of that song.
And
Golden Lady by Stevie Wonder. The last couple minutes of that song is a continuous series of modulations of a half step up. But this Eagles modulation is an interval of a fourth, which is quite large of a modulation for a pop song. There's one other I can think of, Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. Now that song continually modulates a fourth throughout the whole song and makes it a bit of a gimmick. But in the Eagles song, it really takes it up a notch and really sends those vocals soaring towards the end for the last couple of choruses. So that's my guilty pleasure, Eagles, Already Gone. Listen and enjoy it afresh.
That was Kelly Pratt, and that piece was produced by Julia Lowry Henderson. So what's a cultural thing you love that's really unexpected or uncool? Tell us about it, and we may feature you on the show. Email us at studio360@pri.org.